You don't know what a tautology is, do you? He asked. Yes, I do, I said. Really, I do completely, I do. You're lying. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. How can you tell? Because your eyes dilated, your breathing rate increased a little bit, and you started to sweat. Okay, so Gordy was a human lie detector machine, too. All right, I lied, I said. What is a tautology? Gordy sighed again. I hated that sigh. I wanted to punch that sigh in the face. A tautology is a repetition of the same sense in different words, he said. Oh, I said. What the hell was he talking about? It's a redundancy. Oh, you mean redundant, like saying the same thing over and over, but in different ways. Yes. Oh, so if I said something like, Gordy is a dick without ears and an ear without a dick, then that would be a tautology? Gordy smiled. That's not exactly a tautology, but it is funny. You have a singular wit. I laughed. Gordy laughed too, but then he realized that I wasn't laughing with him. I was laughing at him. What's so funny? He asked. I can't believe you said singular wit. That sounds like frickin' British or something. Well, I am a bit of an Anglophile. An Anglophile? What's an Anglophile? It's someone who loves Mother England. God, this kid was an 80-year-old literature professor trapped in the body of a 15-year-old farm boy. Listen, Gordy, I said, I know you're a genius and all, but you are one weird dude. I'm quite aware of my differences. I wouldn't classify them as weird. Don't get me wrong, I think weird is great. I mean, if you look at all the great people in history, Einstein, Michelangelo, Emily Dickinson, then you're looking at a bunch of weird people. I'm going to be late for class, Gordy said. You're going to be late for class. Perhaps you should, as they say, cut to the chase. I looked at Gordy. He was a big kid, actually, strong from bucking bales and driving trucks. He was probably the strongest geek in the world. I want to be your friend, I said. Excuse me? He asked. I want us to be friends, I said. Gordy stepped back. I assure you, he said. I am not a homosexual. Oh, no, I said. I don't want to be friends that way. I just meant regular friends. I mean, you and I, we have a lot in common. Gordy studied me now. I was an Indian kid from the reservation. I was lonely and sad and isolated and terrified. Just like Gordy. And so we did become friends. Not the best of friends, not like Rowdy and me. We didn't share secrets or dreams. No, we studied together. Gordy taught me how to study. Best of all, he taught me how to read.